Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, back again. Damn Daniel, back at it again with the white Vans. And that same as well goes for me. I am back at it again with the white Vans. Only this time I'm wearing Crocs because Keith, as we know, is an influencer. And he did it before everyone else. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to change what I'm doing. I'm just going to wait for everyone to catch up with the kid. And that's what happened. We all got Crocs on now. And so in honor of my Crocs, his Crocs, your Crocs, the Hemna's Crocs, the listener's Crocs, I'd like to welcome our perennial guests. It's Keith Malley and it's Hemna. Welcome back to the show.
It's Crocs to be here.
Well, Crocs be all, with you.
I have to get right to it. Bianca, congrats on your stand-up.
Okay.
Bianca was nice enough to open for my show on April 15th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was so fun / scary / hard / good / bad / terrible / amazing. You know, I don't think people realize, myself included, like, the emotional toll of the hours before you have to perform something. Mm-hmm. Like, this is why if I was to do more comedy, I would it would have to be a cultural shift to doing it in the morning. Because if it's not, the first thing you do in a day should be the hardest thing.
Right.
You can't save the hardest thing for the last thing you do. That's called masochism. That's called torture.
Right.
All day long, you're like in a fugue state waiting. It's like, it's sort of like how, I don't know if you guys saw John Wick 4, but it's sort of like that, where he's like has to go to this duel in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt. And getting so, to the show.
Happy when it got moved to 4:30 in the afternoon
as opposed to the evening? Yes.
Better for me in terms of my mental health.
You have to change clothes like before you even leave the house? Like, am I sweating already?
Well, I waited till the last minute to put my clothes on.
Okay.
I laid them out. And then Newsy was nice enough to inform me that the graphic on my shirt was from a show that I had no idea about. He was like, I didn't know you liked anime. And I was like, well, I don't.
It was just the coolest. This is a cool style. Apparently, you were the bad guy in whatever show this is.
Yeah, exactly. So, oops.
That guy's a big racist, by the way, this character.
Oh, come on.
And fucks dogs.
How could it be? How could it be so? And they just say nothing about it on the shirt, which I got secondhand.
Do you know what the shirt, like, what show or who your character is?
He said it was from Naruto.
Oh, Naruto, yeah.
And
Japanese.
Yeah, it was the bad guy. The bad guy's symbol is like this cute red cloud.
I liked that. I couldn't tell what it was, a cloud or a brain, but apparently
it was cool.
You're bad news.
But then later, I was walking through Manhattan, New York City, Mario Batali's Italy over on Madison Square Park.
Italy.
And this guy like looked at me and sort of smiled. And then he was like, I like your shirt. Thank God Newsy had told me. I was like, oh, thanks. You know, stolen valor of like being into anime. So I'm sorry to that man. And yeah, it was a good experience. The joke writing part was strange. It's very hard. So I would encourage everyone listening to try it.
Did you run it by people?
No. I just ran it by myself in the house.
That's what's scary, right? Like, well, if the audience, they say they like me, so I like this. A should equal C. Let's see.
Yeah, I guess it's just like the idea that you could be caught out here trying to be funny is humiliating.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, if you're funny by accident, it's like, oh, look at that. That's cool. Yeah. Nobody expected it. Neither did I. And then we all got a big fun surprise. Yeah. But if it's like, and da da da, and now you're supposed to laugh. Holy shit. Okay. You can have all the responses you want. I'm not here to manipulate you, except I'm here to manipulate you. Right. Holy shit.
I have a funny story. Oh, do you? Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't mean it like
I'll
that.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. I have stories. How about that? How about that spotlight?
Whew. So bright. I couldn't even get off the stage because I thought I was going to go. I was blinded.
Yeah.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a doucher in the middle of the night.
That's what that meant.
Is it worse, would you think? Guessing, I guess. But would you rather you're able to see the people or the spotlight helps?
I don't think it would really make a difference for me. I didn't feel too, once I got up there, I didn't feel nervous. And a lot of my friends came, they were in the front row. So kind faces. And I said, you know, afterwards, I was like, I don't know if I was funny, but I think people were laughing because they wanted to be nice. And my friends were like, you were funny and people want to be nice.
Right.
And it's okay for people to be nice to you. And maybe you should just like go back to therapy.
Well,
like they were just being nice. Like, let people be nice. Like, if they like to be nice and also laugh.
I think I said that in my stand up, right? Why do we have to be nice to each other? Well, you bad mouth Crocs and you shout on Velcro. All you have left is to be nice.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, I just saw this. Maybe you saw it's a meme going around that apparently in the movie, if this is a true story, in Idiocracy.
Uh-huh.
They wanted these people where everybody, you know, we just get stupider and stupider. Wanted these people to wear shoes that also looked stupid. And they found a company that, an upstart that had real dumb looking shoes. And they're like, all right, this company's not going to take off, but we're going to make their day and this will be the dummy shoe. Those were Crocs.
Yeah. Okay.
No, they weren't.
That's what this meme is telling me.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, now that I work for a fashion brand, we do, you know, digital marketing and advertising on social media and Google and all that. And like the conversations around like digital advertising and what works is so interesting because it's like, doesn't matter what it is. It's just like, if you can make it look a certain way, I mean, we all know this. If you could make it look cool and put it in front of the people who want to buy it, then it's a successful product. Mm-hmm. And God bless America.
God bless America.
As they say.
God bless America. That's probably how Idiocracy starts. God bless America.
But yeah, that was really fun. I really enjoyed your stand-up, Keith.
Thanks.
I thought it was so funny. Really smart, really thoughtful. And it was exciting to see you back up there after all these years.
Thanks. Yeah, it was exciting. Nerve-wracking, all that. Had to change my clothes a couple times before I left the house. Had to try to tie my shits. Then a second one came up and I'm like, body, focus. We already timed this out with food. But I like it over with soon. It doesn't bother me that it was in the afternoon. A room's going to look the same. It's going to have the same vibe. I've seen comedy movies in the afternoon. So that didn't bother me. And yeah, I can enjoy the rest of my birthday when it's over early. So I kind of liked it.
Yeah. That was, I think, a joke you made. We can't laugh in the afternoon.
Right.
I LMAO'd at that one.
Thank you.
As well as, my money's a dog now?
We were able to pack all the equipment, go back home, drop it off, and then go out and hang out with people. We were trying to be cool about it. We were like, Newsy, tell us where you are. We're just going to show up.
Oh, nice.
So that gave us, I mean, you know, before we had to pack up, by the time we get home, it's like, okay, we got to.
Bedtime.
Yeah. This 4:30 comedy. This might be the new best time for comedy.
This is the sweet spot.
This is serendipitous. Like, we might have, look, you had time to wake up casually, right?
Literally, perfect time.
Right? Okay, you had time to brunch, mm-hmm. which is like, oh, I woke up so late, but like I'm early for that's why brunch exists in that time, right? Then you had time to even walk to the venue if you wanted, or take a stroll around the park, digest your food, and guess what you're ready for? A drink and a snack and a laugh. Holy shit, 4:30. We're wrapped by 6:30. You now have time to say goodnight to your kids or your favorite TV show.
Or go out to dinner with all the friends you made at the show.
Hello. And still be in bed by a regular reasonable time.
Probably not be so fucked up. She'll look different in the morning.
Get plenty of hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Best time to laugh, turns out, 10 minutes after 4:20.
Benjamin Franklin was right. Early to bed, early to rise. Comedy shows at 4:30 is wise.
That's what you should call your album, 4:30.
Maybe. You know what? Maybe.
That's so funny.
As we get older, you know, our priorities change. And I love it, but we do have to move on.
Okay. Of course. Yeah, I will say every comic that heard like it was moved to the afternoon, like, oh, like you almost don't have a chance now. So it was very exciting. Yes, Bianca, please.
Okay. Moving along, moving briskly ahead. Mm-hmm. It's last week on Keith and the Girl is the name of the show, and we discuss last week's episodes, Keith the Girl on the show. That's it. Episode 3655, Husband Material with Dan Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
Was he an asshole?
He no. was not an asshole. He's a sweet, sweet looking guy. He likes books, but I don't, you know, that doesn't make somebody an asshole. But no, I like him.
I don't want to tell you if I like books or not, because I do.
Right.
And I don't want to get the...
best I don't, yeah.
Well, here's what happened. Is this what... It happened with Dan, right?
What's up?
The sound thing, he was late, and that was with him, right? I think so.
I think
so. If not, we'll move it to the next person. Okay. Right. So when he was logging in, the Zoom asked him to update his thing. So when we couldn't hear from... We didn't know that. We couldn't hear from him. Called him or texted him or whatever. He's like, oh, it asked me to update. This will only take a couple minutes.
There's him and then there was Nat Towson. Do you know which one it was? I know it was a guy.
I think it was it was Nat Townsend, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, Dan Wilbur was great. Do you have any other questions?
or he wasn't, or he was late.
I'm going to look at my text, but I think you're right. I think it was the next
In the spirit of writing jokes, I have a zinger here in my notebook. Bookstores on Long Island, they have those there?
Okay.
Because everyone there is dumb.
It's a big island, but all right. Anyway, she'll be performing next at Governor's in Long Island.
It wasn't Dan Wilbur. I apologize. Okay. We'll get to it.
Slander. Calumny. So he waited to propose to his girlfriend until he had like killed a deer with his big bare hands or something. I love that conversation because I think it is really honest to say like, yeah, I don't feel like I don't like guys just not feeling like they've earned this or like they. And Hemda, your point was like, okay, but your partner just wants you to say, yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
They don't need you to like build a castle with your bare hands and slay a tiger. And
because they don't say things like, I'm going to wait until I do the dishes so regularly that it doesn't annoy you and dishes don't pile up. They don't say that. You know, they don't say like until, you know, you and I are both on time for each other and are never annoyed when one of us is late. Like that's different. That's working on something that you could like maintain. There's no hostility in that, but like working on a certain amount of money in your bank. That's different.
Like, yeah.
Are we not allowed to get married until, like I said, it feels like a dowry. And it feels like I get it, because if you're male, whether you like it or not, you have had that in your brain and you have had that pushed onto you. And people go like, oh, you know, a woman loves you no matter what and this, that, and the next. And then you hear Keith going like, yeah, but she's going to fuck your friends if you don't make more money than her. Meanwhile, has he ever made more money than his partner? I'm not sure. So does he always feel like a piece of shit? Maybe, I don't know. What makes someone get married? When do you stop feeling like a piece of shit?
Well, also, it doesn't look good that she didn't feel anything bad about him. He's the one who put that on the relationship. I have to build a castle. And then every day now there's no castle. You kind of look like a loser. You better get that fucking castle. Or, you know, marry him after all.
I know. It's so strange to me. Like, to want to get married is strange to me. Mm-hmm. And B, to not feel like you deserve to get married is strange to me, because it's like, at this point, like, unlearn what you've been taught, you know, like, do yourself a favor, unlearn it. Like, marriage is a coercive tool of the state that is used to promote a conservative value system. And it comes with a lot of tax benefits. Also, you get to have a party. Like, these are all good things about it. But
also, see, the thing to me is you get to have the shorthand of it.
You get to have the shorthand.
That's all it is to me. The shorthand, when you're in the hospital, I'm the wife. You know what that means. And unfortunately, that's the shorthand that we have. This isn't my boyfriend. This is my husband. That's shorthand. You understand where we are. I don't have to say my boyfriend of 20 years, you know, things like that. And right. That sucks. What? I got involved the government because of that. But again, shorthand.
Okay. Just that's between us. Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever asked you if you weren't the husband or the wife? Never in my life did I have trouble seeing anybody. Just say you are.
My mom said she was my husband.
See?
She was like,
yeah. It's 2023. Maybe she is.
It's how you get a dog into the hospital.
Right.
That's my husband.
Fluffies.
What's next? You know?
Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't have his ID. He's a fucking dog. What the fuck?
Did you read his collar? My handsome man.
Who's my little husband? Who's my little husband?
Speaking of Hollywood husbands, mm-hmm. Alec Baldwin, you guys talked about him, you know, really going through it with his wife, Ilaria, mm-hmm. who is fake from Spain.
But she's actually so funny, I accidentally called her Hilaria. She's so funny to me.
Okay, and there you go with the comedy again. Nice. Yeah, that picture was almost as disturbing as the fact that he literally killed someone on the set of a movie. The picture of her, like, in his lap like that.
And they're both consoling each other. Yeah.
I just realized something, and I don't want to cross your boundaries, Keith, but it's the afternoon. I'm not going to say what time. It's the afternoon, and we're recording something funny. Also, most podcasts are recorded in the afternoon. If you're in LA, most likely it's recorded in the morning. So every time they tell you it's a funny podcast, they better have the sun be down when they're recording. Holy shit, or they are fucking with you.
That's a good point.
You ask them what time they're recording. You ask them.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is going to be
a hilarious point. Okay.
This is going to be some movie, this Rust. Like,
ugh,
you're not going to change the title. I mean, what does it matter? But these things, it's almost like taking off the 13th floor of a hotel. It's weird to have the same name, Rust. It's you're going to go into that movie being, that's the one with the murder.
They should put parentheses.
We recognize the set by now already.
Yeah. After it, they should put Rust, you know.
Asterisk.
Yeah. My doctor's office, the hospital, doesn't have a 13th floor. And I find it to be so hysterical that, like, a building where the whole MO is, like, science, sophisticity, and, like, empirical study, they're like, well, just in case for the cancer hospital, right, we won't have a 13th floor. It's like,
that's unnerving.
You are the ones who should definitely have a 13th floor.
Right.
Just so we can all stop freaking out about it. They're like,
otherwise, but
what if?
Yeah, otherwise start taking off a whole month when Mercury's in retrograde. Like, make sure you follow everything because that's going to be nerve-wracking.
I know. And the building was built like within the last 3 years. It's not like it's an old building.
That's funny. Wow.
Does he get the people on Rust excited? Like, we're doing this for Helena. Come on, everybody.
Alec.
Or maybe they have to put it out. And then when it sucks, like it was always going to, they're going to be like, oh, this is because we killed someone on set, isn't it?
They're going to act like it went straight to streaming deliberately. Like, this one's for Helena.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had to finish the movie because we killed someone.
Then at the end, it's going to say, like, written and directed by Alec Baldwin to Helena.
It's so disturbing. I can't believe that happened. I still, every time I think about it, I'm like, damn, that's so horrible. And I love I love talking to my mom about current events because she has like outsized reactions to a lot of stuff, or she'll like always have a really strong reaction to the same thing. Like, she hated that show, The Big Bang Theory.
Sure.
And smart. Every time it came up, she'd be like, I can't even watch it for 1 second. Like, ugh! And the same thing with this story. She's like, how does that happen? How does that even happen? And every time. Just bring it up just to get her going. Makes me laugh.
Right. Yeah, she's right. She's a smart person.
Yeah. You guys talked about therapy in this episode and Dan's therapist not understanding that late night hosts have writers, which is like a funny thing to realize that a lot of people don't know that.
Late nights, they record in the afternoon and they write in the morning. That's why they need therapy.
Somebody check the timestamps. It was a good episode. You talked movies. You talked John Wick 4 and Air, both of which I saw.
Both of which I enjoyed.
I liked them both. I liked Air because I was like, it's this thing of like, well, why can't you just make that movie 20 times a year?
The same three guys. Ben, the other guy, And who's the third?
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon.
Yeah, and who's the guy from... Who's the third guy in Air?
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, them three. Just make a easy dialogue movie.
Not even just them three. Just like a nice movie about something regular. Could be true, could be not true.
Right.
I don't even know. I didn't even see an ad for this commercial. I don't know what this is about, but can I guess what Jason Bateman's character is like?
Uh-huh. Sure.
All right, guys, we had our fun. Okay. You did something funny. You did something clever. I did really appreciate that, even though my face doesn't show it. But let's gather around. Let's move into the next scene. Let's just, you know, be normal, be regular, always have this voice on, and let's do something crazy. Is that him?
I think that counts.
Wow. Okay. He nailed it.
Yep.
Yeah. Ever since he was a kid, that's his character.
My favorite guy in it was Chris Messina, though, who plays the agent. Yelling.
Right. Yeah.
He was funny.
He's always going to be that guy, though. Right?
I guess so, yeah. I don't know. He was, like, in the Mindy Project, I guess. I didn't watch that.
Okay.
But anyway, what was the poll?
The poll was, what's better, books, movies, or God? And I'm looking at the forums, 0% God. And you know what? I get it. Think of all the books. First of all, you already have the Bible. That goes under book, so you can cover a lot of things.
Well, you know what? It's very egotistical to pick God because we all are God.
Right. So I'm not a book.
Our audience is very humble by this question.
I don't know how God got in there.
I wanted more options for people.
What about like magazines or like social media or like did you
I only have so much space.
Okay,
so we had to get God in there and then kind of you know, I don't want to break people's brains.
You're like, see, no one likes God.
Yeah.
When you put it next to stuff that rules.
It becomes decision fatigue. It's like, okay, we probably have more options, but let's focus on these for now so we can keep going with our life. Jason Bateman style.
And if your favorite is social media, I don't want to know. I already have an answer here that's too much, you know?
What if it was social media versus God?
Well.
What would you pick?
There's a reason I didn't do that, isn't there?
We don't keep refreshing God, do we? Hello. No, we have that same fucking book.
There's no upgrades lately.
Nobody wrote a new God, but a new tweet happened.
56.25% of the audience enjoys more than the other. Movies, books at 43.75%.
This was a tough one for me until I realized that movies are books also, and then I had to pick movies. Mm-hmm. Because a movie, you had to write a book for it, right? So, and now you're telling me the story. So a movie encompasses a lot more. A movie encompasses the script and visuals for me. So I love reading, do it every day, but I also love watching, do that every day too. Bianca, yeah. What did you pick?
I feel like you have to pick movie or else you're a total asshole.
You picked correct.
I mean, you...
like, got sure, strange.
You like books, but you have to pick movie or else, you know, yeah. Like... Shut the fuck up.
Well, if a picture is 1,000 words and a movie is 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 pictures, hello?
Math.
Hello?
More math. This is a very math-heavy episode.
But I have to cape for books. I love books. Reading
I'm not great. Saying burn all the books. I'm just saying, you know.
No, you got to pick movies.
Come on.
Listen, I agree with you.
Thank you.
So we're all on the same page. Well,
what's harder, turning the movie into a book or turning the book into the movie? The movie, you already have a script. The words are already written down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like there's more to books than them just being movies that are written down. But
I'm looking at the Reddit. 0% for God also. What do you think of the thought that, like, do you think people become raiders because if the book's not good, it's the reader's fault because they don't have a good imagination? You think people go into the business because of that?
No.
No? Okay. Just checking.
I think you have to write if you're a writer. You're a writer. Why do you write?
Yeah, Keith. Why do you write?
Because it's so fucking easy.
You have books. Do you have any movies? No.
Keith only writes to fix the grammar. He's like, oh, a whole page I wrote. Now I get the comma. That's great.
Oh, my God.
It's like setting up a slip and slide. Sure, it's uncomfortable. You got to get the hose to work. But then you have a slip and slide.
Yeah. Keith's book is like a slip and slide. Thank
you. It's fun. You read it and you go, yee.
Fast. Exciting. Mm-hmm. Wet.
Mm-hmm. Very wet.
Episode 3656. Yes. It's The Art of Living with Nat Towson. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a story here. A
funny story. Someone
refreshing their Zoom, updating their Zoom.
So. Now here's a funny story.
Yes. We were waiting for Nat, definitely Nat. And his Zoom had to update, so he said he'll be right there. But it took him a while. And then it's 3 o'clock, it's 3:05, and you know we're set to go live. So now we're debating over Zoom. Should we call him again? And I'm like, well, if he's not calling me, what am I doing? Like calling him? Shouldn't he want to call me now? Like
what's taking so long? Why didn't he text by now? It's taking so long. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows he's supposed to be here. So what am I going to do? Call him? And then all of a sudden he comes in. He's like, oh, hey. And I'm like, oh, all right, we can get started. And he goes, I'm sorry, I can hear you talking, but it wasn't turning things on and blah, blah, blah. Oops. Zoom somehow fucked up. Did not tell. It was letting him in, but not showing us that someone was in the room.
It could have been a lot worse. And we were like,
it could have been so bad. It was really just us debating, like, why would you call someone? They know they have to be here, you know, if he doesn't care to call me. But now he goes, I'm so sorry. I'm making it bad. You guys are having such a hard time with me. I'm like,
no, it happens. It happens.
Oh my
yes.
God.
The Zoom nightmare has come to life. And like Keith said, it could have been worse because we weren't really talking shit. We were debating, but boy, does it sound like talking shit. Well, if he cared, he would call. And it's like, holy shit.
Ugh. Wow.
Is he that important anyway? You know, I could have said anything.
Yeah, we did not say anything like that. Yeah, that would have been bad.
Like, that would throw me for a loop. I mean, talk about consummate professionals. I would have never known the episode flowed so well for me. And I thought he was such a smart, interesting guy. You know, just able to kind of like take and run with whatever topic you had on the docket. And yeah, it's kind of cool to be on someone on who was on 10 years ago or whatever, 8 years ago. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. He even wrote, he goes, thanks again for having me on. It was so much fun. But I don't know. I hope I didn't cross talk too much. I tried to avoid it, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then he sent me links to the things that he was concerned about it afterwards. And I felt bad, but like he said, we could have said something like, and this is just regular talk. It's not offensive personally, but it does sound like it. Waiting for the guest, sometime Keith goes, we could do it without him if we need it. We don't, or he'll say, we don't need him anyway. And he doesn't mean we don't need this guest. We don't like that person. It means I have enough material.
It means we're not going to kill ourselves.
Right. I mean, it means if this doesn't work out, if his internet is not working, if he can't come on, like, don't worry about it. The show is set. We're set to go. But that could have happened. So many things could have happened. This is why we talk about when we go to like someone else's studio or the XM building or whatever to record. We wait until we're down the block to talk because you don't know.
Right.
You don't know. You don't want your language to come off cold and fucked up when you're just having a conversation.
Yep.
You never know who's listening.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, brother. But in other news,
yes,
Keith cashed out with fucking 12 ducks, and I'm living for it.
God. It's very exciting.
Keith, the idea of Keith walking around the grocery store, going, walking by the meat, checking it out, going, huh, walking away, walking back, picking it up, looking around. You know, I have it all in my mind's eye. And then at the checkout, just putting one through like a test balloon. Meanwhile, you have so much duck in here. And also the fact that it's like, duck, which is like one of the weirdest types of meat right. You could have, but
specific, yeah,
very specific. And I just thought, what a delightful story! And you know, this guy needs a win, and he got one. I love it.
It would be funny to see the video footage. I definitely did. I look at him like, okay, well, I'm gonna buy one anyway. All right, I'll buy the dollar one. Then you'll see me start walking. Then I probably go back. Then I leave again. Then I probably go back. And I know during the going back, I'm going through them. Some were marked properly. So I didn't want to take those. I wanted to make sure nothing was expired. So yeah, and then I have them all. Then if you follow the camera and you see me put one, you see me looking at him figuring out, does he see a problem? He goes, who cares? I'll let it go. Then I give the other ones. He's like, well, it's too late now.
Yeah. How many ducks have you gone through so far?
I haven't even made them yet. But they're still fresh and I still got them.
You're hoarding them.
I'm hoarding them, but I don't want to have to make myself freeze them. I think that ruins it. But I'm either having so, but I haven't decided duck party or just duck every day.
Keith opens his fridge. He goes duck, duck, duck,
hamburger,
chicken. Order out.
Bed Bath and Beyond is bankrupt. Bye.
Yeah, but, you know, I, when it comes to stores like that, it's got to be right across the street from me for me to go. But when I found myself in there, I don't know, it was an enjoyable experience.
Bed, yeah. Bath, and bankrupt?
Hello.
Story 8-7.
Okay, somebody get her a job at the Post. Wow, yeah. No, I just feel like it was such a kind of a a safe space for me. You know, we talk about snowflakes and mm-hmm. safe spaces. And for me, it was Bed Bath & Beyond, and I'll miss it.
But did you buy while you were there, or did you just get calm and get past an anxiety?
I've bought a lot of stuff there over the years, but I guess you're right. If it's
when
not
we think about
close.
It, when was the last time we bought something at Bed Bath & Beyond?
I feel like maybe in the last year, but yeah. Again, I just happened to be there.
In the last year, what did you buy?
A candle? Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
A weighted blanket and 16 ducks. This episode, you all talked about the Dalai Lama and
The Pokey's right. I quit. He's right. Suck on old people's tongues if they have a history of being cute. Who gives a shit anymore? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, I'm also done talking about it. So, come on, Pokey.
Pokey. He's Pokey, you know better. Me. Yeah.
You know better than that. I mean, talk about it with your friends. Because Keith's not your friend.
You know what I'm going
to
do?
Kidding. Keith's your friend. He's mad at you.
How about I have a kid over?
Oh, already.
And it's Wednesday in chat. I make sure Pokey's there. And then I have the kid real quick just suck on my tongue. And then I look at Pokey with his eyes big and I go, whoa, what? Like, that'd be a good one, right?
What about all the good stuff I did before this?
Oh, you don't know what I do behind camera also is the thing. Does that justify it? No, I don't even think it even happened.
No, it didn't. Yeah. And there's no, and nobody has talked about it.
Yeah, what culture? What? Who's where? You know what I mean? Okay. That's what you do. I do
have
things.
A show.
Yeah.
I talk.
Yeah.
Topics come up. I talk about them.
Yeah, maybe Dalai Lama wouldn't understand that. Not understand kid tongue sucking. Okay. All right. I don't live with you. What goes on in your Tibet is your business.
It's sort of like the feud between Matthew Perry and Keanu Reeves.
Hmm.
It's not, but I'm just trying to transition into another topic. Future editions of his book, Matthew Perry's book, are going to leave out names. So
it's
if
a
you
weird
have
thing. It's
a copy.
Save it.
Hang on to that shit.
And get it signed by Keanu.
Oh my God, that would be funny.
Isn't there something, Keith, you signed someone else's album next to your name? And
I insisted that Keith and the Girl listeners that saw Jesse Joyce has Jesse Joyce sign my name on his CD. And they bought CDs because of it, and I love it.
Remember CDs.
No. I go, if he says about his signature too, say no thank you.
All right, what was the poll?
The poll what? By the way, how weird is that he adds Keanu Reeves out of everybody?
Can't believe this guy's still alive.
Big Bang Theory make fun of. But what the fuck did Keanu do?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, you were saying.
Oh, I was just going to ask about the poll.
The poll was, did you pay for a checkmark on Twitter? Now that everybody's losing their checkmarks, unless Elon doesn't want you to, then he might not. You don't know. 0% of our audience on the forums and on Reddit say no, they did not pay. So no one's paying for it. Everybody's so humiliated. If they're stuck with an old checkmark, embarrassed if they're actually paying money for a checkmark, nobody's going to admit it anywhere.
It's just another example of Elon Musk, like, managing to not be cool in the most aggressive way possible.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, oh, like, be part of my club. And it's like, I guess, like, if you own every club, I guess I have to be part of your club. Like, if your club is a car that doesn't use gas, I guess. Right. Sure. Like, if your club is the only one that goes to space, I guess we'll have to do that. But No, I'm not going to pay you.
Right. I'm not like, I'm not here to hang out with you. So
he's like, LeBron, I gotcha. LeBron's like, no.
Right. He wants
let
his
that
front row
sink
seats.
In.
Yeah.
He says, it's ugh.
Yeah, carrying a sink. Let that sink in. Let what? I hope somebody quit. I hope somebody saw him do that and goes, I quit. You're not fired. I'm fired.
Episode 3657, Age Restriction with Carmen Legala, another fantastic comedian who I had the pleasure of seeing live at Keith's stand-up. What a hysterical and poised, beautiful, cool person she is.
Mm-hmm. Really is. Yep. All the time.
Is it funny says things like, oh, in stand-up, oh, I have an attractive friend and their life is all like this and that. And it's like, Carmen. This is like Christian Finnegan when he would tell fat jokes. But he wasn't fat. Carmen.
Okay. Like attractive people talking about their attractive friends.
It's acting like they're not attractive. Mm-hmm. Like, Carmen's like a model.
Yeah, she looks like, what is her name? Hilary Swank.
Right.
She looks exactly like her. And she's like movie star looking without trying. So it's funny where because she's down to earth, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Right. And has anxiety. She's like, you know how like when you're the ugly friend? I'm like, do you know how when you're the ugly friend? Like, what? But yeah. That's, you know, that's our brain, right?
I always find it a little bit funny when people go through like a big sort of sexual awakening and, you know, they become this and that and this and that and they're pansexual or they're bi or they're experimenting or they're poly or they're ethically non-monogamous. And then all of a sudden they find themselves with a boyfriend, just like regular style. Mm-hmm. Must feel a little sad at that point to be bi with a guy. Like, but.
It is. It as a person who has experienced some of this, it excludes you from the clubs that people were pushing you into while you were in another relationship.
Yeah.
And I think it further showcases that it doesn't matter because you are what they're looking at the moment. So who cares?
You're like, I'm in a cis straight relationship, but in a gay way. Right. Let the guy who is lengthening.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
The guy who's lengthening his legs. That's crazy. And that, well, not crazy. I shouldn't say crazy, which is an ableist slur.
We say loop-de-loop.
That seems like a lot to go through just for a little bit at extra height.
But more than putting stuff in your boobs that you have to change every 10 years?
I'm going to notice your bigger boobs, though. I'm not going to notice 3 inches.
Well, I think
some
you are.
Some people will, yeah. I guess. I mean, if that's what you want to do, it seems painful, more painful than getting breast implants to me, if I had to guess.
I think it's a more continued pain at the moment. Yeah. And it's also newer surgery and the whole not, you have to walk differently, but
I remember there was an episode of Grey's Anatomy where a guy did that, had it done in like China. It was like a medical tourism and then got all infected and he was like gonna lose his legs, but he was like, no, I need to be taller. And they were like, it's your life or your height, man. He was like, I'd rather die than be short.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow.
But that's what people are saying, right? You're saying breast enlargement means like more potential for breast cancer. You're interrupting the system that quote unquote God gave you. Like, it is all of those things. It's a medical procedure that you don't necessarily need. It's not required. It is all of those things, but your life will be better in the ways that you think it will be better because that's also true. And your life will be fine if you don't get it, but it's the same thing to me. we're fine with people breaking their nose and then putting it on a different way. Because you know your life will be different.
Well, just for the record, not that holier than thou. I hate all those people.
Wow. That's powerful.
Thank you.
Okay. Marathon runner's poop. That's one of my notes. Marathon runner's poop.
It's disgusting. That's why I don't do it.
The middle of the race.
That's why I don't do it. And, you know, I was reading people saying about, you know, Ironmans, they piss in the water and all this shit. I'm out. That's why I'm out of Ironmans. Swimming in your piss and I'm running behind your shit. No Ironmans for me. Almost had me. But now I had to watch the glasses. You almost had me. I was this close.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just about to get to the starting line.
Yeah. Then, whoa, I think I smell shit. Bye.
My mom does marathons. I grew up around a lot of running culture.
Yeah.
So
they never had to do her drawers, right? You didn't have to wash your underwear or anything, right?
No, I didn't. I mean, I've helped with the laundry, but...
You see anything untoward?
You know, there are some certain stories of things that have gone awry. I'm not going to get into specifics, there are certain stories of things that have gone awry. Oof. And I think it's part of the culture in a way where, like, it stops sort of being as gross to say, like, be running and do a big snot rocket out of your snot.
That, like, too.
I would like to remind Keith that he has done marathons where he shit his pants and continue to do marathons even beyond it, even though he thought that was disgusting. He shat in the Mohegan Sun on a public couch. He shat all over the toilet after he got back in the hotel room.
Yeah, but these marathons are
That's interesting.
These are fun marathons. I hear your tone, and you don't mean any of this. I can tell.
He's like, oh no, how will I live this down? I'm so embarrassed. You must think I'm so gross. Oh, this should be the last time this happens.
Because it's fun doing those marathons. What do you get out of a running marathon? You're running? You know what I mean? That's the big difference between these marathons.
I think everybody heard what they needed to hear.
Okay. Wow. Hemda, it was funny in this episode, you talking about going to the circus. And it's just the phrase, a one-ring circus, is really funny. Yeah. It just sounds sad no matter what.
It's minimum three rings.
We went to a one-ring circus. Like, I think you're missing a couple rings.
I think you're at a play.
You just went to some, like, creepy tent.
Right. We went to the mall, you guys.
You went to some creepy tent in a parking lot and spent $18 on a flashlight.
Holy shit.
But that sounded pretty, like, brilliant, but also... evil. Totally insane to be like, who, for the circus ringleader to be like, who doesn't have a toy?
Oh, we couldn't believe it. We're like, is this legal? That can't be.
Crazy.
My brother usually does not get that for his kids, and I totally understand it. I wanted to be in the ante position, and that's the position I want, and then they get the lights sometimes, but they understand. They know they can't. They know the stupid shit doesn't get bought. And I knew that too, but Auntie gets the lights. But what if you didn't? Ew, now you have to explain that to your children again. Also, there's another scenario. I don't know if they did that in this circus, but there are scenarios where on the way out, you can get it for half price. And then you're out. And by the way, it's still light out because it's the afternoon and the kids can't see that the light is out. But you got one now. Oh. Oh, you're so mean. There's a 99 cent store across the way. Last time we went to Adventureland, and I'm like, okay, Auntie's taking to Adventureland, right? And then you have those stupid games. And Michael is explaining to his, you know, they're little children, but he's an explainer and he loves, like, he'll spend a whole hour if you're a child willing to, if you're an adult willing to listen. Anyway, so he's like, no, this is rigged. You will not win. They set this up so you don't win. And these are things that we see at the 99 cent store. So would you rather play this for $5 or get how many things at the dollar store can we get for $5? So he's explaining this whole thing, and there's a 99-cent store across the way when we get out of Adventureland. So they go over there, and there's a whole thing. That's normally what they get. Now they happen to get the lights, but it's so evil. So yeah. Evil.
I have a good friend who has two kids who are now 8 and 5 or almost 6. And every time they go to a store when they want to buy something, she says no, she takes a picture of them holding the thing that they want and posts it to her Instagram stories. Like, this is all the stuff I wouldn't buy for them today. She, like, they're posing with, like, all these toys.
You know, for a long time, my brothers would take the kids, both of them, to the toy store, and they didn't realize that you could leave with these toys. So it was like a library for them. They would spend a whole hour in an aisle, and then they would leave. One time, my brother made the mistake. He needed batteries in the same store. He went to check out the batteries, and the kids were like, hold up.
Hold on.
1 minute. There's a process where we get to take things from here. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yeah. I just love, like, looking at these pictures of, like, all these stupid things that the kids want. I'm just going back to that feeling of being in the store and really just wanting everything. And
totally.
And it hasn't changed, and I still do want to buy everything I see. So, yeah. What was the poll for this episode?
Well, there was a mistake here I just noticed. And
there was a little bit of an error.
Thanks for keeping it a secret until the time when it's embarrassing. I wrote the same poll for this show as the last show. I must have copied it from the wrong thing. So we asked again, did you pay for a check mark on Twitter? And still nobody. So they're really sticking to this story. The poll was supposed to be, should there be a limit on how old a person can be while running for president?
Oh, I liked that. There should be an age limit in both, right, on both ends.
Yeah.
Can you still put that in the forums? Or
time is done, Kendra. This is stuck forever.
Can we put it on Reddit?
We can't put it anywhere. Mm. No one will ever get this poll ever. And it's a shame. It's sad.
We worked so hard.
We worked
Just
so
let
hard
us
on
know
that.
What you think in the comments.
Yes, you can do that.
Say, you know, yes, no, or God. I guess, I don't know. I mean, people are living a long time. So, yeah, maybe there should be an age cap, like 110.
Right. You see these, you know, even when they're celebrities and it's supposed to be cute that they bring them out 80, 90 years old, but we're fake applauding. We don't know a word they're fucking saying. That they're moving in a way that's awkward. It makes me uncomfortable. No, you should not be making law, local or international, if you can't live with what's going to happen in the next 5 years.
Yeah, you should have to have a good chance of, but then there's your friend there, that actor who died of natural causes at 62.
At 60. And 60. Lance Reddick, I say 60's too old. Good point.
Okay.
Yeah, 35.
35 to
Only
what?
35 to 39. I mean, he doesn't have great opinions at 35 that he needs to be rehired, you know.
Well, I'm turning 35 at my next birthday, June 2nd.
For you.
So I guess I'll have to run.
I've seen worse.
You should. You should. I would vote for you. Let's do this.
Thank you. I think I could do a good job. I really do.
What do you think about taxes?
I think rich people should have to pay them.
Okay. What do you think about healthcare?
I think everybody should have it for free.
What do you think about abortions? Do you love them?
Whatever you want to do, ain't none of my business.
Couldn't we abort other people's children?
No.
Okay. So there is a line.
I mean, maybe if you took your AR-15 into the hospital and just started shooting at pregnant women, that could be a way.
What do you like better, movies, books, or God? Yeah, we got to prepare you. Okay. You were doing pretty good for a while.
All right. Episode 3658.
Yes.
Humans Being with MJ Neffel. What a title.
What a title. Keith Malley.
Thank you. It's a Van Halen song. I always wanted to use it, and it finally worked. Oh,
damn. Nice. MJ, I don't think I'd ever heard them on before.
Oh, yeah.
But was, you know, like getting back in with an old friend and catching up, and so fun. And it's always fun to hear a trans person talk about, you know, their journey coming to their truth and figuring it out. It's fascinating stuff.
And I thought Julia Scotti would have told the audience everything they need to know about the process and was curious about, but it turned out this worked out too.
I think it's nice to hear about how not black and white it is, and then how actual black and white it is. Like, mm-hmm. you know that something's there, but you have your own process to get to it. Then it seems like you're doubting yourself, but you're really, that's just part of the process. I think that's interesting, where it feels like such an easy transition when people are like, that's it. That's what it is. You know, everyone come on board, where the nuance talking is so great.
Yeah. And just the idea that, like, your gender presentation is a part of your life, no matter who you are or right. how you're presenting.
Right.
I think people forget that, but, you know, like, we're all making choices all the time about our gender presentation.
I'm known as the no brand name shirts guy. And now it's like, well, that's not the point.
Yeah. Is it not the point?
How could I not be labeled? Then I get a label. Oh, my God.
Harvard University.
I try to wear even less clothes so I'm not judged by my clothes. But here we
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Or like, cut off the sleeves. Yeah. I want to be seen as more feminine. Yes, and you also talked about top surgery versus like breast augmentation, how you would need like a therapist note for one but not for another, I think is kind of interesting.
I think why didn't people offer me a therapist when I was about to have open heart surgery? Why didn't they offer you a therapist when you had to spend a month in the hospital? You're augmenting, you're changing your body. You have to deal with the aftermaths, the physical pain, the scars that matter to a lot of people, you know, and just having them, the newness, the change in your body. What? Only trans people? You're going under the knife. You want a hug.
Yeah. I'm not sure it was this episode, but I'm also fascinating that somebody said when you go, they were having a colonoscopy, maybe it was Dan Wilbur, and the doctor asks you, like, are you being abused? Right before the anesthesia.
I'm about to be. I don't know the question.
Because it's the only time, like, you're they can get you alone. Like, you could be honest now. You're like, no, I'm good. And then the best nap of your life after that.
I do, right. It sounded to him, I do get it, like why you should ask that at certain times, but it really sounded like the doctor was half in his ass. I was like, hey, by the way, I'm rooting around.
He's holding a tube.
Any problems at home?
I have the truth probe inside of you. Are you being abused?
I had never had a colonoscopy, but I had to have a sigmoidoscopy, which is just half of a colonoscopy. It's like up as far, but not all the way. Okay. So, and I had that. No, I was out.
Okay.
But they also did an endoscopy at the same time.
From your top, from your mouth.
Yeah, both top mouth and bunghole at the same time.
As long as you're out. Right? Like, because there are people who have to go through that and be awake for it. And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of feel like do whatever you want, but do I have to be here? That's crazy.
I had to do an enema before the sigmoidoscopy. And wait,
at your house and then come over? Or
no, it was when I was in the hospital.
Oh, okay. Did they administer it for you?
They did, yeah.
Okay.
Tap water.
You know what
and,
I learned?
And you were in bed, or you had to get up for that?
Well, so was the nurse is like a woman my age. It's like cool person I could have been friends with easily. So
almost worse. I'd rather you be 60, but okay.
I don't know. It was kind of like, all right, like, let's fucking do it, whatever. And she put I was lying on my side, and she put the tube in my butthole and, you know, pumped the water in there. And then I had to sit on the commode and just like let whatever was going to come out. And we did it like 3 times.
Oh, that's a lot. That's yeah. a lot. Did it feel good after the last one, or even after the first one?
No, no. Kind of nothing felt good at that moment. So it was just part of a long string of things that didn't feel good.
It's just more people poking at you and things coming out of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was in the hospital. It was like when I had to go back in after I'd gotten out. They had to go back in because my poop was so weird. So I was already having like a lot of poop drama anyway. So I was having diarrhea like 11, 12 times a day.
Oof. That's exhausting. So
that's why they had to check it out. But look at me now.
Hello.
Crushing it.
Shitting on your schedule.
What was the poll for this episode?
The poll was based on people shooting up beers and going into stores and throwing the bottles on the ground because Anheuser-Busch did a little thing where they promoted a transgender woman celebrating her change of over a year. And by the way, 2 people, I guess, in charge of that campaign were fired, for the record.
Really?
They wanted to make a statement, yeah.
Huh.
How many Anheuser-Busch cans or bottles have you shot up or destroyed over Dylan Mulvaney? Your choices are 0, 1 to 6,
or God.
7 to 12, or 13 or more. And your answer is none, 100%. I don't know. Am I watching different news than everybody? None of you are doing it. This is crazy. People would not admit that you're on camera doing it. Just tell me you did it. Oh, well.
2 people got fired. Do you think that's true? Because I think like I've
or, heard, or on leave, however you look at it, which is probably fired. Yes.
But I've heard the Bud Light name so many times in the last 2 weeks. Right. You would think they would get a promotion. There's a thing that I don't believe that people got fired. Maybe it happened, but there's so much doubt. That I think they just say things like, okay, we did something.
Right.
But who would get fired over that? How could you even justify that? What would you say they got fired for? There's legal shit.
Right.
What? What do you mean 2 people got fired? And then what? Right. Now we're good?
Yeah, because what are you going to do? Follow up on these 2 people you never heard of? Yeah.
Are you also saying that was a bad idea? Like you're saying that was a bad campaign and these 2 people led that,
but they obviously can't apologize because that'd be even weirder.
I don't know. Sure,
I don't know either.
Yeah,
it seems like a weird thing to get fired for because it's not
how do you
like
explain
you,
it. Yeah,
it's not like you, you know, without any oversight from your bosses, put this woman on the can.
Yeah, they didn't make the can themselves at home.
Right. A lot of people were involved, and if you didn't want it to go out like that, then, you know.
2 executives on leave after Bud Light promotion with transgender influencer.
You know what I think? I think if you're a company with 500 employees or more, 50 of them are just there so you could say you fired someone at any moment. 50 of them are there maybe, I don't know, having snacks all day, and then it's like, oh, our company fucked up, Betsy, today you're fired. And it's like, all right, thanks for the opportunity, it's been good, I'm gonna go be a and almost fire someone else somewhere else.
We have made some adjustments to streamline the structure of our marketing function to reduce layers so that our most senior marketers are more closely connected to every aspect of our brand's activities. These steps will help us maintain focus on the things we do best, brewing great beer for all consumers. Get it? Like all consumers, not just focused on
all
the
lives
weird
matter,
shit.
Right? Yeah.
While always making a positive impact on our communities and our country.
Wait, but why were those two fired? Because they didn't say why they were fired.
You heard it.
They just said something bad happened to two people here, so everybody calm down. Revenge had.
Right, yes.
Yes, our lives, two people's lives were horrible today. Everyone feel good now? Right. Okay.
We don't gotta, you don't gotta explain anything, you know, for us to not have original sin, Jesus had to come down and kill himself. Well, that makes no fucking sense. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good. So Keith Jesus did that.
Keith to the priest after church. Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Walking out the door. Sounds good.
How do you like the sermon today? Ah, sounds good. Sounds good. So you followed it? Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. One guy buried the money. Yeah, sounds good. Okay. He's inside a whale. Oh, that sounds good. Okay, bye.
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, we just ate him. We just ate him up. Sounds good.
Episode.
I can't eat him unless I kneel in front of you the day before, right? Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. 3 days he comes back. Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. The beating was 6 hours long. Sounds good. Okay, he did that.
What's that guy's name? Barabbas?
Yeah, sounds good. Oh,
sounds good.
Sounds good to me. You got to let him out to put in Jesus. Sounds good.
Good name. Sounds good.
There's simply no room for an extra body in a prison. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Last week was Rod and Karen, episode 232. I just wanted to touch on Megan Keister. Mm-hmm. What a legend. I think she's the funniest person in the world. And Team Megan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Team Megan too. And she is
she's fighting difficult. Us. She's yeah. not. Yeah. And we think we can win, but do we know her better than her? Yes. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see who wins in the end.
Worth it. Worth it. It's like eating hot fucking food. Next day you pay for it. You go, that was good Thai food, wasn't it? All right. Remember that?
That's how I thought about my marathons.
And that's the grift. That's her grift. Mm-hmm. You know, she gets all the benefit of being beloved without having to do any of the work of remembering to be on the show. Right.
It doesn't sound fun for her either. So if anyone another person to feel bad, then you got it.
Yeah. On last week, you were talking about Hemda, like, of course she feels bad. Like the most articulate person in the world is saying like, okay. Like she's freaking out. I thought that was a good point. Rod and Karen. I feel so safe with them, you know, at the helm of last week. Like we're going to cover it. We're going to get through it all. And Rod talking about the writer's strike that might happen. I thought that was really interesting. Curious to see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm. Love that we have inside scoops on that. Love
it's like
that.
So cool to have such a fancy friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And good for him that the show isn't recording now anyway. So good strike time. This works out.
Yeah, exactly. And to have a coworker be like, oh, it sucks that we're not going to be working when the strike is happening, so we can't like go out and pick it. It's like, I don't know if you really get it. Like, people were like, yeah, solidarity. It's like, but we also do just want a contract. We don't want to go on strike.
Don't worry, everybody. The struggle is real.
It's
real. We're all going through something. You know, you got struggle. We co-sign. It doesn't matter. Don't compare yours to other people. You're struggling. It's fine.
And then Q&A, the episode was called I Had to Be Told Too. And that refers to telling people that they stink.
Oh, the most uncomfortable thing. And I sat on a couch. The most uncomfortable thing I've ever had to do. And then, you know, you have to lie like, oh, yeah, I never knew to take a shower, too. So I'm going to tell you what I learned. And there's absolutely nothing embarrassing going on. I mean, everybody knows, take a shower until you know. And now you know. And okay. I'm like, oh, there's cologne in the bathroom. Then I'm thinking of one specific person. It's like, oh, do I need it? Like, what? How are there follow-ups? Go in there, drink it. Get the fuck out.
When I started as an intern, you must have been like, man, and she even smells good, too.
I hope I wasn't too much, but if you noticed, I started hugging people on their first interviews. That was important. I wasn't being a creep, I swear. I gotta know.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had to go there. I can't imagine. That's really brave, and you're a brave, brave person.
Thank you. It's good to hear. It's years later, but it's good to hear. Thank you.
Military background, you guys. Yeah. It's not just for zero down payments on homes. You step up.
It's tough. It must be tough, though.
I did it for me, my country.
I'm not a big stinky sweater, but it's got to be tough if you do stink.
But then you find that you always get to the bottom of somebody's story, always. In one particular case, they ran in their clothes and then threw their clothes on the floor. Yes, I took a shower, but they wear the clothes again. I'm like, you had
to be told that. It's normally that. I think it's normally that. It's normally that either your shoes, you know, just over time, your socks are just...
Sure.
It's your shoes are done. That's it. It's over. Or like you're putting on a bad smell after a shower. And I think that's why people don't know. I think my parents must have told me. And I do remember embarrassing things, but you know, they also told me to stop eating. So you don't know which one, like your parents are going to be right about so many things, but they're going to be so mean and fucked up about other stuff that you don't know which ones. And now your peers have to tell you. And then if your peers don't tell you, now your boss is telling you. Ugh. You know what I think it is? I think we all need to read the manual for like an Applebee's. And then just like, if you're not doing that, then this is written because of you. These are regular habits.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Well, I'm happy to say that I did just take a shower, and
I'm happy you did too.
I do have time for a couple questions if anyone has a question.
Absolutely. We weren't able to talk to you fairly recently. You were sick. That's always my guess. How are you feeling?
I was so sick. I had just like a terrible cold flu situation.
Are those extra scary
to
a regular person?
Not really. I think it lasts a little bit longer. I'm still not 100%, but just like a lot of days where I didn't have any energy, couldn't do anything, and couldn't stop coughing. Remember when you couldn't stop coughing, Keith?
Mm, I sure do.
It was like that, but it was me.
Oh my God, that's horrible for you.
Yeah, it was annoying. So
whenever we want Keith to understand, we have to compare it to something in his life.
Sure, like, those are words. They're called words. Man, me and grammar, I really push it.
So, yeah, I took a little bit of a slide, but I think I'm back in good form now.
All right. Do you have any interest in doing stand-up again? For example, sometimes I get postpartum because I have all this memorized. I want to do it again, but I'm kind of at the place now where I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Well, if you could point me to any 4:30 shows,
okay,
maybe.
Okay.
4:30 or earlier, be fine.
Okay.
I love this 4:30 idea.
I don't think so. I mean, I would love to be able to get that feeling again somehow, but I don't know if that's the venue. But putting something out there that you've made, I think that's the main takeaway. Like, that's what's good. Working hard on something, creating something, putting it out in the world. That's the thing to capture. It doesn't necessarily have to be stand-up comedy, but it's valuable for it to be a part of your life anyway.
So you always kind of want some sort of artistic endeavor, project,
exactly.
something.
Yeah,
exactly. And they will satiate just as much as stand-up, maybe a podcast will, a blog.
Right. Anything.
A pamphlet, that a book.
Audience feedback involved with it is going to kind of scratch that itch for me, I think.
Okay. So it's showtime, showtime. What did you think? Why don't you scratch Bianca's itch? Tell her how you thought of mm-hmm. if you were there at the stand-up, what you thought of the stand-up. If you're here now, which you are, because you're hearing this word and then also this word, give her a couple words. Why not?
There you go.
Are you following her?
Hello?
Not home. On Twitter or something. Like where she says consensually, here's my address.
Unless she has a check mark, because that's fucking weird.
Well, I spent good money on that check mark. No, it was at the grocery store. It was mislabeled. The check mark was only $1.13.
And you got a bunch. You and your friends.
3 pounds of check mark. USDA quality check mark.
Now you don't know what to do. You can have a check mark party, or you can just have a bunch of check marks next to your name. So
I don't want to freeze the check marks because I think yeah. that ruins them.
The magic, yeah.
Okay, well, and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm shooting a can of beer with my gun. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me to shoot a can of beer with my gun. And I gladly stand up next to you, and please don't cut off your boobs, cause there ain't no doubt I love this can, but not gonna drink it, gonna shoot it.
GreatBubbaGirl.com.